Dave Atkins. Dave has a brand new album out titled Dave Atkins. Always fun. This will be the third visit for Dave. I always enjoy visiting with David and enjoy seeing him in a concert, and always has some good information and a good way of putting things. He's just a good fellow to talk to. His tune right now, the single off of that new album, Change Your Mind, is just at the top of the charts, won't go away, and he's enjoying that immensely and is grateful for the appreciation of the listeners and everyone who comes out to listen to him live, not only just live, but on the radio. That's where you are right now. Sit back, relax, top of the hour. Dave Atkins, don't go anywhere. I'll be back in just a little bit. Well, I'm real happy to have, as always, happy to have Dave Atkins back on Unreal Bluegrass. How you doing, David?
Hey, my buddy, I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I guess you are doing good. You know, this new CD, Dave Atkins, I mean, my goodness, it's just everywhere, and you're just climbing all over the charts with different songs, and you got to be enjoying that.
Well, thank you. It's, Steve, you know me. I count my blessings, and you know, man, this is my fourth album, and I can honestly say that I've never had a response like this. I'm just tickled to death, and you know, thanks to the good Lord and all the folks and my dear friends like you, and you know, for playing it, and all my friends out there requesting it. This thing is just, it's took off more than I ever dreamed it would, you know.
You know, David, here's something I'll say to you about you, and if people go out to see Dave Atkins play and you have a chance to chat with him at all, here's something that I've always noticed about you is, and I think I've known of the three previous albums and this one too, you're always looking to make things better. You always have ideas that I'm going to do this, I'm going to make this better. It's like every album to you and every song is, you got something special in your mind for it, and you got a plan for them, and I think that it really shows in all of them, but certainly in the newest release, Dave Atkins, man, you're just, all these songs are just so well done, and there's a nice tempo throughout the recording itself, and that's one thing I notice. I don't say that to everybody, but David, whenever I talk to you, I notice that you're always thinking ahead, man. You're always thinking, I'm gonna get this better. Well, I got an idea for this. You know what I mean?
Well, thank you so much. That's a huge compliment coming from you, and you know, I value your opinion a whole lot, and that means the world to me. And you know, I think that I can't say for anybody else, but for me, I try to grow every time I go into the studio. I try to learn something, or I try to pick something up that I can use on the next one. You know, money is tight, and folks work hard for their money just like I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't put out something that I don't think is better than the last one, because I know how hard it is for folks to go out and buy this stuff. I mean, I know how hard it is for me to get albums.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to offer them the best thing that I can at the time, you know, and I really feel like that this being the first album that I've ever produced myself, I wrote 6 out of the 12 songs. I handpicked every song on the record, and I'm just so proud of that. I mean, that's just an accomplishment. For me, I can see my growth.
That's a big step. You know, and I think your choice of words is better than mine. When I say changing or looking forward, I think the real term is growth. You're always looking to grow. I think that's the best way to describe what I think of when I think of Dave Atkins as an artist. I think you're always growing, and that's a much better way to put it than what I said when we started out. It is.
Well, thank you. I just think that, you know, man, every day you can learn something. You can learn a different word. You can learn a different meaning. You can learn a different way to sing a line, or, you know, and I always try to learn something. I feel like I'm cheating myself if I don't. And no matter, no matter what you've learned, you can always learn something else, one way or another. And I really strive to do that.
Well, that captures exactly when I was thinking about how am I going to start this conversation with David, because we've talked so many times. It's just like, well, what, you know, but that's what I think is, I think it's the growth is the thing. Man, I'll tell you what, now I will tell you this. Well, you're welcome. Before the audience hears this chat we're having right now, I will have played change your mind, and they will have heard that for the 8 millionth time. But that's going to start off the show. And before we're done here, I want you to tell me, as we're closing, you get to pick one of the tunes from the album that when you and I say goodbye, I'll drop that one right in, and they can hear that one too. But we'll talk about some of the songs. Change Your Mind, everybody's heard. Talk a little bit about the people that are playing with you on this album and some of the writers that have helped you, and then we'll get into some of the songs.
You know, when I started putting this album together, I knew that I wanted Tony Ray from Blue Machia, who is one of my dearest friends. He's like a brother to me. I knew I wanted him to play guitar on this thing. My road band banjo player, and he's one of my dearest friends as well, Curtis Bumgarner. I knew I wanted Bum to be on this record on banjo. And Aaron Ramsey, my goodness, you know, he's playing fiddle and he's singing harmony on this thing. And Jeff Parton, also from Mountain Heart, is playing bass and doing the tenor part. And man, Tim Crouch, I have been wanting to get Tim on a record of mine on fiddle probably since the first one. And, you know, to get that to come, that was just, you know, those guys played. I mean, it just, I don't think, and I'm being honest, I don't think I could have got five musicians to play any better on this record than those guys.
Well, it's hard to argue with you. I mean, it's awfully tight. The whole thing is, I mean, and for the people listening, the album goes from, you have such a variety of tunes. You've got the sad tunes. You've got the kind of the revelatory tune where you're, song where you're in a line, a grocery store line, and you get a little bit of revelation to you. There's ups and downs. There's sad songs, and there's just upbeat things when you're just out tearing up the road working. But the whole band is tight throughout.
Well, thank you. And you know, I was so proud of the way those guys just took to the music that I came in with, and you know, especially the songs that I wrote. And when we were doing our practice sessions, you know, before going in and recording, they were really, really wonderful about me saying, you know, okay, that's just not what I've got in my head. You know, how about this, and just maybe trying to do this. And it, honestly, I can say on everything, they took what I was hearing and put it on the tape. I mean, it was just amazing to watch them do what they did.
You know, as I go through the list, I kind of look at notes that I've made, which is how I do this. Emmeline is one of those stories where, yes, I found this about bluegrass songs in general. When there's something bad done, you know, we make jokes about the death songs and the people getting murdered and all that. But almost always, bad things can happen. But I think they would have done them all the same way again if they had no. They feel bad about it, but I think they'd have done it all the same way. There's something about all. You know what I mean? Even in Polly, you know, yeah, okay. And here I am. I turned myself in. I done killed her. Put me away. I don't think he ever says, "I wish I hadn't."
Yeah, you know, and that's a song that I have thought about a million times. Is, you know, why did they make him go back and turn himself in?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
I tried to get away, but okay, well, what stopped you? Because you turned yourself in.
And
you know, like, I guess it's just showing that conscience coming out.
It is. He didn't plead not guilty by reason of insanity. He just said, "Here I am. I done killed her. Locked me up." And I get the feeling he'd have done it again if they said, "Well, you know what? She's not dead yet, so you get to go away. It's not a murder charge." He'd have gone out and killed her and come back again. I don't know why I'm talking to you about that, except I always find that about these murder songs. And Emmeline's one of those tunes. Talk a little bit about that, just since we mentioned it.
Well, you know, Emmeline, I've been fortunate enough and blessed enough to get to write with one of my heroes. Larry Cordell, when I grew up, Larry Cordell and Keith Whitley and Ricky Skaggs all grew up within 2 hours of me.
Yeah, you're right there.
And, yeah, and when I was growing up, you know, that was my heroes. I mean, they were it. That was who that I just, man, I just loved everything they did. So getting out on the circuit, I had got to meet Cordell quite a few years ago. And, you know, I'm one of those people, I really try to know my place. And you know, I'm not saying anything bad about anybody, but I have seen folks that, you know, will be on their first album and be doing the same show as Cordell and come up and say, hey, man, you want to write one sometime? How about me and you write a song? And I'm thinking, what are you thinking? You know, this is the guy that wrote Murder on Music Row,
right,
you know?
That's right.
So it took me about 3 years of being around him and becoming friends and writing and practicing and working on my craft a lot longer than those 3 years. But that's about what it took, maybe even four, to where that we, and it, you know, we eased into writing together and now I'm so proud to say he's become one of my best buddies. But we're working on a Hatfield and McCoy project that I just can't wait.
Are you really?
Hear. Yes, sir.
Oh, well.
We have, we are doing a true to life story about the Hatfield and McCoys. And we've got the first one wrote, and man, it's a doozy. But we were in one of those sessions, and when we got done, Cordell said, you know, son, are you working on that new record yet? And I said, well, I'm getting ready to, Cord. And he said, you know, he said, I found a song. And he said, David, he said, I was going to put it on my record. But he said, I just believe that song would fit you. He said, do you want to hear it? And I was like, yeah. And he said, well, now, I didn't write it. He said, there's two or three other folks that wrote this thing. But he said, I just think that you might do a good job on it. And he let me listen to it. And I just, you know, it talks about Beaver Bottom, which mm-hmm. is 8 miles from where I live.
I knew that.
And it talks about the Virginia line, which is 15 minutes from where I live. So it's based right here in my community. And then when I heard the story, I was like, are you sure that you want to offer that to me? Because I'm going to take it. And he was like, no. He said, they'll let you do it. You go right ahead.
Right.
So I was tickled to death. That's where that thing came from.
That's a good one. You got some, like I said, when we started off, then you got the next song right after that, Philosophy, which is F-O-O-L. Philosophy, and that's one of them good old drinking out of your head songs.
It is, and you know, to actually get to do a song that Cordell wrote, and that was a dream come true. I've always wanted to do one of his. That was amazing, and you know, him and Chris Stapleton, a lot of folks may not have heard of that young man, but he's going to make something of himself. You wait and see.
Yeah. he might have a shot, but, David.
Yeah, I think he's going to be okay. But, you know, to get a song from those two guys that nobody had ever done before, that was one of my bucket lists.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a big, big day for me.
It's
become one of my favorite songs.
You did it proud. You did it proud.
Well, thank you so much. I sent it to Cord right after we got done recording it. And he said, son, you done exactly what I thought you'd do. And I said, well, I hope that's good. And he said, yeah, you done good. So that tickled me, too, knowing that I had his blessing on it, you know, that he liked the way I did it.
Well,
so,
you nailed it.
But it's become one of my favorite songs.
Well, that's one you can just kind of ease into, get comfortable, and just tell a story.
That's it.
You know,
just lay back with it.
You just lay back and go with it. You know, the I'll say this, the as I look at the list of songs going down, a whole lot more to tell. I think this has happened to everybody. Sometimes it's really annoying, you know. But sometimes you run into someone, and it's like the most natural part of an accidental running into someone, and it all makes sense to you, and it's not something that you want to, you know, ignore. And I get the story of a whole lot more to tell is, you run into somebody out, maybe in a grocery store or something, and they start kindly preaching to you in a way that's very easy for you to accept as the person on the other end. Is that about right?
Yeah, you know, there's only one big, I say big store, here in Little Elkhorn City, where I'm from. We have one red light, and we have one pretty good sized store. I mean, the local Walmart's an hour away. So, if you don't need a whole lot of stuff, you go down to this little store. And I was in there one day. It's kind of my hangout. When I need something, I'll go in there and look around, waste a little time. But I was in there one day, and all the computers and the registers and things, everything went down.
Oh.
And you know me, Steve. I like talking to anybody. I mean, I'll talk. That ain't something that's, that's hard for me to do. And me and this fellow that I didn't know, and you know, in our town, it's not, I wouldn't say odd to see somebody that you don't know, you know, or never seen before, but this guy, I just didn't know anything, you know, I don't think I'd ever seen him before, and you know how you do, we started talking, and hey, well, where do you live? Oh, well, I live over here, what about you? Well, what about, you know, you got any grandkids? Lord, yeah, you know. And out of the blue, he just says, well, you know, son, all that other stuff's great, but do you know the Lord? And it just struck a chord in me, and I said, yes, sir, I do. You know, thank you, I do. And when we finally got out of there, when the registers came back on, I called my wife, and I said, sweetie, and I told her, you know, the story I just told you. And she said, well, it sounds like to me you got a song to write. And I said, you know, I think you're right. Hmm. And I took it from that, and it come from a, you know, a true story.
Well, it sounds true, and, you know, but for the power going out, you might not have had the time. You know what I'm saying? But for the machines going down and one of those things, you just kind of, like you say, you've never seen the guy before, and it's a real touching story, I think, the whole thing, because I think it's real, it's done, it's not a hit over your head type of way of doing it. It's just sort of like you're having a conversation. I think it makes it, I don't know, to me it's just... it's just a nice way to tell the story of the information and what you're learning from this fellow.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate that. You know, I never thought that so many folks would send me messages and say, you know, that's one of my new favorite songs. But it sure, it tickles me.
That's,
you know,
good.
It really does.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. I don't mean to go through all these in order. I'm just kind of doing that as we're going through it. I don't mean to keep that much structure to what we do because I hardly ever do, but I just you know, I just kind of go with the whole feel of this album. To me, you've just got, you know, we have Russell Fork River, which is another bad thing happening somewhere on the water side. Sold, I'll tell you what, now Sold is one of those tunes that'll get you in a lot of the trouble that winds you up in the bars and telling them sad stories, because if you follow that storyline through, you know what I'm talking about. If you
oh, yeah.
You know, there's a, you're sold, there's a pretty woman, which I assume would be your wife as you're singing this song.
Well, yeah, that's the way we did it, and she was okay with it.
So you're at kind of doing an auction thing, and that's okay. That's a good way to be. But you know, you find someone catches your eye. It's a good upbeat song. I like it a lot. It's a real,
well,
you know,
thank
it's,
you.
It's got a nice hook to it. Which you got to have hooks to them every once in a while. It's got a nice little hook on the auctioneer part, which I think is pretty cool.
Well, thank you. You know, it's one of those songs that in the 90s when I was in Nashville a lot, I got to be there through John Michael Montgomery's heyday. And I always loved that song. And I kept telling my wife, you know, one of these days I'm going to make that song bluegrass. I just think it was made to be a bluegrass song. And when this album came about, I said, well, this is the one. You know, Mark was like, man, can't, you know, you really want to put that on here? You really, you don't want to think about this a while? And I said, no, dude. I said, it's going to fit. It's going to be good. And I think I've only got to sing it twice that I've actually got it all the way through and got it right with the way those words are. But it's fun to do live, and you see so many people singing with it. And so many folks have took to that. I think it may be the next single.
Oh, that would be cool. I think that would work real well for you. I also like, I like them all, but if you're talking about singles, I like Turn and Burn. I like the fact that you're out there getting on the road, getting to your office within your car or truck or whatever and getting down the road. I like that. I like the tempo of that one. I like a lot of the tunes, but I'm talking, if you mentioned singles, I think Soul would be great. I think Turn and Burn is a nice little move and a long song. I don't mean to be, a pun. I mean, because you're out on the road, you know what I mean? But the song is about guy getting up, going to work, and there he is in his truck ripping down the road.
Well, you know, I was a truck driver for quite a few years, and I'd had the idea of wanting to write a song about truck driving, and David Morris, writer for Bluegrass Today, and who's a dear friend,
I know David.
And Don Kenny, who is amazing, you know, both of them are really strong writers and just talented folks, they come down for a weekend, and we wrote Russell Fork River, which is about the river that runs through my hometown, and made that story up, and they liked it, and we wrote it. And then Turn and Burn was an idea that I'd been sitting on for a while as well, and I said, you know, you guys probably ain't going to understand much of this lingo, because I want to use actual trucking words in there that folks say on a CB, but you know, you got the story just as well, and man, you know, it took second place in the Hazel Dickens songwriting contest.
Nice.
Out of 200 entries.
Oh, there you go.
So I was really happy with it, really pleased with it.
Well, maybe I'm not so far off thinking that might be. I say they're all good songs, but it's a nice tune that kicks it off a little bit, and kind of I got an arrow going up on my notes, which in my mind is to remind me that it's sort of an up-tempo feel to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a burner,
yeah.
You know, and folks seem to really like it out live, and
yeah,
you know, it's one of those things where you have people say, well, you know, you've got so many songs on here that folks are going to like you. You killed your chart chances and all that, but, you know, it ain't all about that. I mean, yeah, I'm tickled to death. If Change Her Mind stays on the charts.
That's okay.
On the Bluegrass Today charts, it'll be 11 weeks in a row, almost 3 months, it's been in the top 20 consecutively.
Isn't that something?
And that just amazes me. But, you know, it's like I said, I don't want to do two good songs and the rest of them fillers. I want folks to be able to not have to hit the skip button. You know, I want them to get 40 minutes of music.
That's getting harder to do because we all have short attention spans anymore. So
it's extremely tough.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I mean, all these the Angel song is like one of those good old, almost like a old Stanley. I mean, that's what I thought of, not just because of the name of Angel Band versus Angel Song, but that song to me is kind of has that old timey feel. You know what I mean? As the story of, you know,
that song, I say that song was divine intervention. Mm. And the reason I say that is the two fellows that wrote that song, Corey Lee Baker and Chris Laffey, they were going somewhere and just happened to have a satellite radio in the car and was flipping through the channels and heard me talking, and they got to, you know, enjoying what I was doing and what I was saying and the music, and they sent this song to me, and I'd never heard of them and they'd never heard of me until that day. And the first time I heard it, I went and I told my wife, I said, Trina, geez, this is a really great song. You know, this is strong. And she heard it, and she was like, yeah. So I wrote the guys a message, and I was like, hey, fellas, thank you so much for sending this song to me, but this is really a great song. you need to send this thing out and let some big gospel artist cut this thing.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, we hear you doing it. Do you think that you
would
put
you?
It on a record? And I said, yeah, no kidding. I will.
Yeah.
For sure, but I don't know when.
Yeah.
But,
works really
man,
well.
Well, thank you.
Isn't that funny?
You could hear me get scared up.
Oh yeah, sure. Isn't it funny though? How like you say, guys are driving down the road and they send you this song and how it turns out. Those and the whole story back to that the fella at the line at the grocery store a whole lot more. Isn't it funny how those little things just kind of walk through your life and they wind up sticking around or being a story and I mean that's just an amazing. It's not just luck. In my mind, I'm not sure that I believe in coincidence so much, but those things like you're telling me as we're going through this, just like a neat little things that happened that almost were meant to.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the way I consider divine intervention. I mean, I think it's something that was meant to happen for some reason or another, and I'm just so glad it did. You know,
it's a good one.
It's one of those songs the album came out February the 26th, and so we've got March and April and just really started May, so it's been out 2 months and maybe 2 weeks. And you know, Steve, you just wouldn't believe how many messages I get from folks or from DJs that's forwarding me messages. They're saying, hey, we played this at my... you know, my mom's memorial service or my sister's memorial service or, you know, and you know, at the end of the day, I think it's why most of us make music is to touch somebody.
Okay. I think you're right. And that's the perfect song to do it. Now, I know for a fact the last song of this album, One and Only, I know who you're singing that to. You better be singing it to who I think you're singing it to. Am I right?
Well, you know, I almost got in trouble. See, the first record, if you remember, the first record I wrote Heartstrings, and I've done all those sweet songs for, and Please Come to Boston, and all that.
I remember.
And then the second record, I didn't really do one for her, but she liked them and everything. And the third one, I really wrote about heartbreak and breaking up and stuff like that. Well, on this one, we got down to the last song of the record, and she said, well, hey, you know, is there something I need to know? And I said, well, what do you mean, honey? She said, well, you know, you was writing all these sweet songs for me, and now I don't even get one. And I was like, well, you know you're my one and only. So, I went and I wrote this song, and we put it on the record. So that's where
here,
it came
from. Here, I was holding this one back all along right after you come out of writing it. It was a surprise. It was a surprise. Man,
yeah,
good.
I had the whole time.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, I thoroughly enjoyed this album. I just, you must be having a good time. You must be getting ready. I want to make sure we talk about the label. I know you got a website so people can follow you because you must be getting ready to head out on the road for real here soon.
Yeah, we just finished up a weekend in Georgia, and we're heading down to Grayson here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
in different places. You know, we're playing in my hometown of Elkhorn City. First time that I got to play here in, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. So. Just excited and so glad to be on Mountain Fever Records with Mark Hodges. And I've got a wonderful crew. Penny McDaniel works so hard to keep my website and bookings and management and just everything in general. She's amazing at what she does. And I have Sarah Smith that works just crazy for me, you know, helping me find different sponsors and different things to have, and then I've got folks like you that just have been so supportive, man.
Thanks.
I've been really blessed, and I appreciate it.
You're very kind,
but
David.
Folks, well, I mean it, and you know that from being around me. I don't, you know, stuff. without taking it to heart. Mm-hmm. But for anybody that want to look this up and probably find out more about me than they ever want to know, DaveAtkinsMusic.com is our website.
All right.
And we have a Pandora channel, Dave Atkins. I'm Pandora.
Listen at him. Cool. Listen at him. Dave Atkins got a Pandora channel.
I didn't know that is. But Dave Atkins on Facebook.
Right.
Come and give us a like and say hey. And check out our tour schedule, and hopefully we'll get to see everybody soon, man. I hope it ain't too much longer if I get to see you.
Yeah, I'm going to find you. I've missed you the last time you came close, but I'll catch up with you next time. Now, Dave Atkins says, I'm letting you go from Unreal Bluegrass. Tell me what song you want to... they've already heard Change Your Mind for the 8 millionth time at the top of the show. So when you and I leave, I'm going to play a tune from the new Dave Atkins album. You tell me which one you want the folks to hear.
Wow.
Putting you on the spot. I don't care which one, but you pick one. We've talked about most of them.
Well, you know, I'm going to say Turn and Burn.
All right.
I know Sold is going to be the next single.
Mm-hmm.
And Philosophy is you know, with it being by written by Larry Cordell and Chris Tucker, maybe folks will want to look that up and see what it sounds like. So I think Turn and Burn would be my choice to leave you with.
All right. Well, I'm not saying I won't play any others. I just wanted to know which one. You know, we might hit a couple of those before we're done. It's a 3-hour show. But I just wanted to know which one you wanted to. So we'll do Turn and Burn. We'll say goodbye to Dave Atkins. Thanks a lot, man, for being available to Unreal Bluegrass. And then you get on about your business and working hard, and we'll say goodbye. I'll find you. I'll catch up to you out on the road somewhere, man.
Well, hey, thank you so much. And Man, God bless you, and I appreciate you more than you ever know. And your kindness and your support and just being such a good friend to me, it means the world to me, and I thank you.
David, right back at you, my friend. I'll let you go, and I'll catch you down the road.
We'll see you soon.
All right, man. See you. Bye.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Dave, for being available to chat with us here on Unreal Bluegrass. We always enjoy visiting with Dave, and boy, his album is doing so well. He should be very proud than he is. And, you know, the way he came off in that discussion, just that's the way he is if you see him. If you see Dave out somewhere and he's got time to chat, and he will, he'll make room for you and make time for you. What you heard is what you're going to get when you find Dave out on the road, and you'll hear great music also. Thanks so much for listening to Unreal Bluegrass.